So, hey, man. Hey, you're back.
I'm back. I was gone for a couple weeks. Well, not really gone. It's just our schedules just did not.
Didn't
align. And then it was one thing after another. But, hey, yes, I am back. You're tried and true.
So, you ready to talk about some nerd stuff?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think I'm gonna be a little out of my element. We have a lot of comic book stuff this week.
It's fine. I'm gonna go incognito here in my alter ego of Troy Kent.
Who are you? Some dork with a glasses. Yeah.
All right.
At least I can still see without my glasses. Yeah.
I can't too. Just not that close.
Yeah.
Let's start with Absolute Carnage. You know.
Okay.
About
yeah.
the Carnage symbiote.
Yep.
The red one.
Yep. The red one. I remember back in like the 90s when Carnage or the Red Carnage
Venom.
Came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Carnage was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, he's kind of psychotic, more so than Venom.
He's just Carnage. He's not like he doesn't have a. Does he have a person that he goes through?
He does. Cletus Kasady, who is a really bad serial killer. Go figure.
Do you have something in your mouth?
Yeah, I have a fireball in my mouth.
Oh, I was sitting there like, I was like, what? I thought you got punched in the mouth or something.
No, I could take it out, but then I don't know where I would put it.
I was sitting there like, what is he chewing on? Yeah, so what's going on with that?
The Absolute Carnage number one they put out.
Yeah.
They took and put sketches from Mark Bagley in 20 of them. The last page, instead of it being the regular ad that they put in there, which was for the Axemen, which we talked about, the body spray thing, they just put a blank one on the blank cover on the inside back cover, and Mark Bagley actually did a sketch on 20 of them.
Oh, really?
So an actual sketch, not a printed sketch.
Well, that's interesting.
And there's 20 of those out in the wild. I think they've found two
and you,
of them.
And you got seven of them?
I wish.
Here we go. At Zia Comics, he has seven of them. No, he does not.
They're saying if you find one, to please post it and tag it with Absolute Carnage or Carnage Rules so they can track them. They've only found two so far.
So pretty much everybody's going through comic book stores and looking at that back page, see if it's there, right?
They are now, but yeah. Like with ours, you can't open
Yeah, they're already bagged and board them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to open every one of them for you to check.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm sure the stores that know about this checked it. And
I would imagine. They're probably on eBay somewhere.
On eBay, yeah.
I'm kind of curious if they are on eBay. There's probably like 19 of them on eBay right now.
There's only 20. Yeah, and there's 25 listed. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, well, it looks like there's some random sketch.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of a cool thing for Marvel to do. A little, almost like an Easter egg deal. And if you find it, that just increase the value of your comic.
Well, also, you know, I mean,
if they would mention that on the thing in the CGC, then
I would probably they probably just posted markings on inside right cover. Yeah, they did.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of weird. I'm gonna research that if CGC would do that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Black Stars November
6th. Green Lanterns. They. Are going to be, I think it's Garth Ennis. Somebody's screwing up the Black Lanterns, so they're not going to be anymore. They're going to be called the Black Stars. No more Green Lanterns. This is, of course, not in the main continuity. It's going to be kind of a alternate universe thing, but it's still a dumb idea.
So pretty much, I love the alternate universe. It's like, oh, we're just going to try this out. It's like what they're, the new Marvel or the new Marvel Up thing is called What If.
Yeah, the what ifs are kind of cool.
Yeah, the what ifs, yeah. So it's pretty much the alternate universe. They're just going to like, well, what if Batman and Wolverine teamed up?
Well, they're two dark DC and Marvel. They're,
what is it? What if, you know?
They have...
There's some crossovers.
They have done some crossovers. Then you had Amalgam Comics who kind of stole pieces of all of them and put them together. But anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But yeah, Black Stars, it's some new Green Lantern story where all the Green Lanterns have gone and now they are Black Stars, and it centers around Hal Jordan, and I am not looking forward to it.
So out of pure curiosity, why?
Why? Because Garth Ennis likes to destroy things.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. It's just some idea he wants to try to see how it works. And
watch it be like the most successful thing ever, and it's just going to annoy the hell out of you.
It could be. Well, you know, everybody thought, I thought that too when they came out with the Black Lanterns, and that was probably one of the coolest Green Lantern stories. But yeah, this one, I'm not looking forward to it. I might be wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be.
Worst comic ever.
He's got a name, too. It's was it Jeff Anderson, I think? Is comic book guy's name in Simpsons?
Oh, Lord. Don't you have like a one-off personalized lithograph from that?
I do.
Yeah. I wonder why. Okay, so Yondu, I guess he's doing a 5-issue run in November?
They are, yes. The Yondu from the movies is completely different from the
okay, yeah, comics. Because, yeah, the comic books, he's
got that big, cool, wavy mohawk and everything, and he's not, he doesn't speak in Georgia redneck. Don't get me wrong, Rooker made it work. But, yeah, that Yondu is not the comic book Yondu until now. They're basing this 5-issue series
off Rooker's?
Off Rooker's character.
Rooker's going to get paid on that, then.
Stubble, the short mohawk.
Well, I mean, at Guardians of the Galaxy 2, he had the big mohawk.
Bigger. Not like the comic book. The comic book, it was massive.
Well, it's pretty big in the movie.
Read the comics, it's really big. Mm. Anyway.
So we're talking about the size of his mohawk.
Look at his mohawk.
That's what she said.
It's going to focus on the seedy underbelly of the Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay.
The dirty fringes.
Well, this is, I guess, you know, I always love taking it back to Star Wars, but this is why I like the prequels a little bit, is because you can actually see that there's a world besides Force and stuff like that. It's like, you want to buy some death sticks? And then, so I guess this is kind
of
like...
No bigger hive of alien scum.
But yeah, but you know, it talks about those different characters and that. And this is some something like that.
Those are the dirty, questionable ethics and morals ones.
There we go. And Yondu, and that's a 5-issue run, right? So yes. A 5-issue run with Michael Rooker's comic book face. I wonder if he'll start signing those at cons, because he does a lot of cons.
Ooh. I didn't think about that. Yeah. That would be a good one to get signed. He'd probably love that, too.
Right? Yeah. Get him all 5 signed.
Dude, he's great at cons. I don't know if you've ever been to a con where he's been.
Yeah. I actually have a picture with him in my
that's
Wookiee.
That's right. I was there.
Yeah. I think you're the one who took the picture.
Yeah. That's true. He's not as tall as he looks in the
No, picture. He is super short, man. Because he was smaller than Mariah. And Mariah, my ex is like 5'7", and he was shorter than... than Mariah. So I was sitting there like, because I was on stilts. I'm 6'5" on stilts. So he looked tiny compared to me. But yeah. So yeah, that'd be actually pretty interesting if you went to start signing those. Okay. Is this a new Dread? A Day of Dread.
It's kind of like Batman Day. It's a day to celebrate. Dread doesn't get laid.
See what happens? You got big stuff in your mouth. You start saying celibate.
Yeah, it's a day to celebrate.
This is the worst day ever. It's the celibate day.
I hate that day.
I hate that day. It's every day.
It's celibate week. Yeah.
So it's like Batman Day. It's like.
But it's going to be for Judge Dread. I don't think I think Titan Comics has them now, but they're not pushing it as hard as DC does with Batman or Marvel does with Spider-Man.
Yeah, because Batman Day is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember when a couple years ago you were just handing out like those Batman masks, but it's like different. And like I was sitting there like, I wonder if, I mean, like because the only Dreads like on movie Dreads, I know 2008's been out for a while, but like movie Dreads is pretty much what a lot of people know about it, you know, like the 2012 Dread, which was amazing, and then the 95 Sylvester Stallone,
which is all right,
amazing. Now it's it was just like, okay, but I know Dread's been around a long time, or 2008.
Yeah, that's where he started out.
So yeah, no, it's he's probably one of my favorite comic book characters.
Yeah, they're doing a
I'm the law. I'm the law.
That's Dread with a speech
impediment. Yeah, exactly.
They are doing a lot of creator signings and stuff.
Yeah.
In bigger cities. If you're in a podunk middle of the desert city like
us,
Las Cruces, nobody, I can't get people to come here. Even the local artists don't want to come to Las Cruces.
They're like, what? Where? I was like, you live here. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think I'm busy. I think
I'm just going to stay in for the day.
All the big cities are getting big name artists, especially in England because, 2000 AD and Titan Comics are both
based out from England. Yeah.
So they're doing it big over there, and over here it's just kind of meh.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would imagine like big New York and LA and, you know, Dallas and stuff like that. Those ones with like a couple million people in that, but they'll get people because.
Did you finish your Dread costume?
I never even started it.
Oh,
no.
That'd be perfect.
Well, the thing is, because I was losing so much weight, it was pointless me starting it. I mean, now I can start it because I'm kind of plateauing off, but yeah, no, it's still a very expensive costume. Because just the leather on that is like $1,200.
It is a lot of leather.
It is a lot. I cosplay as Darth Vader, so and that's all leather. that's very expensive.
Doesn't breathe.
No, I mean Dread would be a cool one, but yeah, that's probably in the future. I am part of the Dread Builders, the AZ, the Dread Builders or whatever.
Dreads.
Yeah. Well, one of my friends, Kurt Collin, is a huge cosplayer, and he does a lot of them. So, but he does
not that he's like huge.
No, he is huge. He's like 6'10".
Also, he is a huge cosplayer.
Yeah, yeah, he's like 6'10". He's the one who I was telling you that did that Mad Max with the feathers and everything.
Ew.
And he did the Iceman. He's like 6'10".
Damn.
Yeah, he's crazy big.
That's a lot of fabric for a cosplayer.
I'm telling you. So yeah, that's September 7th. That's 2 days after my birthday. So yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Snyder Capullo collab? Is it collab?
Yeah, yeah, they
metal are, sequel.
They are the ones who've made Batman what he is in modern times.
Well, Snyder did the Dark Knight stuff.
Ever since the New 52, he's pretty much owned Batman.
Oh, okay.
Tom King did a little bit here and there, but Snyder has done the big stories, and Capullo's been the artist for him. And you've probably seen the Batman Who Laughs, the Batman that has the spiked eye collar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was Snyder and Capullo. That was the metal Dark Knight series.
Okay, and they're doing a sequel now on it?
Yes. It was going to be this year, but Year of the Villain got in the way on the schedule, so they pushed it to 2020. It's supposed to be their swan song. They keep throwing them together because they do such good work together. Mm-hmm. And this is supposedly going to end Snyder's Batman run. So,
wow.
Yeah, you know, Dark Knight's metal was amazing. So I can only imagine what they're going to follow
that. Yeah, I see a lot. I see a lot of cosplayers doing that Joker because it's a pretty popular Joker.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, G.I. Joe spinoff and Snake Eyes.
I figured you like that one. Yeah, he's getting his own solo movie.
Snake Eyes is
getting. Yeah.
He didn't talk. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
There'll probably be other characters.
But still, it's like. It is what it is.
It'll probably show his origin. Is going to be my guess. They cast the guy in there from Crazy Rich Asians, Henry Golding,
okay,
to be Snake Eyes. But they're talking about.
But he wears a mask and doesn't talk.
Yeah, he could literally be anybody. Because it was Ray Park, I think, in the original movies, right?
Yes, it was Ray Park in the original.
The way back movie.
Wait. Yeah. No, I think no.
Didn't he do Snake Eyes?
Did he?
I think so.
I think he did. Yeah. Okay. He might have. That might have. Yeah. Not too sure, but yeah. Well, I know we're doing a lot of comics, but so Snake Eyes that reminds me of The Boys.
Oh God, I love that show.
So hey, let's talk about that show for a little bit.
Oh, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's been
out
for over 2 weeks, so we'll do spoilers.
Yeah, we can do spoilers. I mean, or we could just do a whole video of just talking about Boys.
I could talk about The Boys for hours.
Yeah, we'll maybe do another video talking about The Boys. If you haven't seen it, you really need to watch it.
You need to watch it.
You really need to watch it.
They've already teased issue.
But there's like a Snake Eyes kind of guy in The Boys.
Yeah. Well, guy. You mean, are you talking about the female or are you talking
about? No, about the guy who doesn't speak and he's one that tries to like kill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See? Yeah.
I'll tell you
He's like, everybody's messing up. You're still cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're doing great.
You're doing great. Yeah. So, but we'll talk about Boys. If you want to watch The Boys, it'll come out probably next week or something like that. I think 3 weeks, 4 weeks after it came out. That'd be plenty enough time for people to watch it. But yeah, you really need to go watch it. Okay, so yeah, so they're doing his own spinoff, which is Snake Eyes, he's a really cool character.
One of the more popular characters.
One of the more popular characters, yeah. So,
people love ninjas.
But, you know, the G.I. Joe is owned by Hasbro?
Last I checked, yeah.
And then isn't Hasbro, Hasbro's its own thing, or is it owned by somebody else?
I think Hasbro's the big daddy, and they own
everything?
Other ones underneath.
Okay,
them.
So they're the conglomerate. Okay, yeah, because a lot of times, like, because I know they did Battleship and stuff like that, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so... FF 1213 Hulk vs. Thing.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
Issues
that would make sense.
13. There's a. The Hulk and Thing have fought.
Well, it wasn't the Thing based off the Hulk, or was the Hulk based off the Thing? Just a different color.
I think Fantastic Four came first, so it was probably Hulk.
The Hulk was based off the thing.
Probably had something to do with it.
Because because I know the Hulk was, in the original, was gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They changed it because there was an issue with ink.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess they, I think that's what Stanley, or somebody said, that they kind of based off the thing because they thought the thing was cool.
Well, throughout comics, those two guys have squared off and fought.
Yeah.
And there's never really been
and not me, not a comic book reader a lot. I've actually heard the Hulk versus thing a lot.
And there's always that who would win.
It's like what was it, the Superman versus the Hulk also.
The Superman versus Goku.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But there's never really been a clear cut winner. There's always been some kind of thing that stopped them from fighting, or you know, some reason why they didn't finish the fight.
Yeah.
No, they finished this one.
Oh, okay. Well, no spoilers then.
Guess who wins?
Nobody. They both die.
No, somebody actually wins.
Wow. I'm guessing the thing.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah.
Because Hulk is so iconic, and I would imagine with Fantastic Four, that was and here's my long way around this thing. Fox owned Fantastic Four, the movie rights. Disney bought Fox. Disney says, hey,
Back together.
Let's let them fight. Let's win. And then, you know, of course, now we're talking about it. Oh, the thing. And then all of a sudden, the new movie is going to come out from the Fantastic Four. So I think it might just bring out more. I think that's the conspiracy theorist of mine.
That's the playbook straight from their
marketing. Yeah, it's just say, let's go ahead and make thing popular, and then we'll put a new movie out there. And how Michael Chiklis is like 5'6"
with marbles in his mouth.
Oh God, but it's a. But that remake, ugh, God.
It was even worse.
It was way worse.
Yeah, the Hulk was owning him for the longest, you know, because it took two issues.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, it took two issues.
Thing wins.
And Hulk was just whooping him. And then Thing's married now, so his wife kind of, the whole thing is.
Did he say Martha, and then they all stopped?
Why'd you say that? The Hulk is stronger, but the Thing has more heart, is what they try to play it off as.
Yeah.
But the punt, he gave him a left hook. And it shattered the Thing's arm. Because when he wakes up, then he passes out. So, you know, he knocked the Hulk out, but then he passed out. It was kind of like the end of the Rocky, where him and Apollo were fighting.
Oh, yeah. Both of them. The freeze frame.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what's going on.
But then they both, you know, pass out. Hulk, or Thing wakes up, and his arm is in a vibranium cast. So Thing won. He knocked Hulk out. Then he passed out, but he...
But they both woke up.
Yeah.
Well, then nobody won.
Well, he didn't kill him. He's not a murderer.
Well, that's kind of the point, right? Fight to the death, or if they just both fought.
Mortal Kombat!
Exactly, right? Da, 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 da. Okay, so this next topic, I did actually want to talk about a little bit. I haven't seen the movie, but I heard...
Oh, such a controversy.
We're talking about is if you have the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time, and Hollywood is actually based off a true story, because there's actually true people in there, and one of the true people is Bruce Lee. I know you've seen it.
I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen the movie?
No.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't see it. Well, I guess we're just kind of both kind of going on speculation that Bruce Lee is a moron and he doesn't really know how to fight, and he's conceited, and that he actually loses a fight to one of the Brad Pitt's character. Again, spoilers if you don't want to watch, but this has been going. This is a big thing on online right now.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's daughter is throwing a major fit.
Yeah, and the thing is, since they are using his likeness and his name, and they didn't really get permission, or I think they got permission to use his likeness, but the family, I guess, didn't. They changed the script, I guess.
Yeah, they didn't like the characterization of
Bruce Lee,
of him being that way,
because Bruce Lee now. Granted, in the circles, apparently what I've been reading in forums is that Bruce Lee was more of a showman than an actual fighter, because you really didn't see him fight a lot. You saw him train a lot. You saw him be philosophical. I was a falafel. You'll see him do a lot of falafels.
You see him eating falafels.
Yeah, so he's very philosophical. So I think it was more in lines of that was his legacy. And then you have a movie kind of showing him being arrogant and not really knowing. He's very quick.
And getting whooped.
And getting his butt whooped by some, what do you say, not action star, but action star stunt
double?
Stunt double for him or something. Yeah. But yeah, actually, I do want to go see that movie. I might actually go see that.
I like Quentin Tarantino movies.
So. You know what's funny? I've Four Rooms was probably one of my favorites. But like Pulp Fiction, and the thing is, it's all in the same universe.
Yeah.
So, which is I love because he puts a lot of Easter eggs, and that's why I kind of want to see this. But I hate going to the movies now because I don't have MoviePass anymore. Because MoviePass pretty much.
We could do a whole other episode.
You hear about that. What happened to MoviePass now?
I've heard some of the stuff. They're trying to make a comeback.
No, not even that. What they're doing is they're changing people's passwords so they can't.
Well, they did that.
No, yeah, they're doing it now.
They did it back during Infinity War.
Yeah, they do it every time the last time they did it.
You can't log in. We don't know what's wrong.
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, you do. You hit your limit for the day and shut it off.
Yeah, it's MoviePass was a great idea.
I would have paid $20 a month.
I would have paid $30 a month.
Because I watch a ton of movies when I had it. I watched movies I would have never watched before.
The one movie I watched was The Foreigner with Jackie Chan. Was god awful. Never watch it. I think I did a thing on it. Says, "Oh, Jackie Chan's just depressed," and he doesn't play a good depressed guy. But yeah, I mean, but I would have never watched that movie in the theaters. Now they have A-List, not Cinemark, but
one of those guys,
but they're now using programs that you can say, hey, you can watch unlimited movies for like $40 or $50 a month, or you got 10% off, something like that, which is, I think, is smart. I think MoviePass kind of fell on the sword on the idea, but it was just poorly executed. They should have went to the theaters first and says, hey, look, we have this idea. But no, they said, hey, as many movies as you want, $10 a month, and they give you a credit card.
Yeah, it's on us. Yeah, it was basically just a credit card you had to get pre-approved to use.
Yeah, there's credit card you put in your thing. It says, here you go. Once per day. Yeah. Perfect. I can see 30 movies a month. But yeah, that was a poorly planned. But either way, yeah, the Bruce Lee thing, I heard some very controversial stuff on it. So now I'm kind of – see, now that gets the talking. Now I kind of want to go and see it to see what the controversial thing is. Yeah, it makes me kind of want to go watch it because, you know, Quentin Tarantino, especially his stylizing. I mean, Reservoir Dogs was amazing, but
Kill Bill.
Yeah, Kill Bill. It wasn't my favorite, but I still liked it. Rocco.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Is he?
Did you ever watch that?
I grew up on that.
They're making a movie, or they have made a movie.
Yeah, I did see the commercial for the trailer. I think it's a Netflix thing.
I don't remember. It's one of those, but yeah. There's a big controversy on that one. There's a transgender character in Rocko's Modern Life.
If unless you're not offending anybody anytime, anywhere, this is going to be a very boring
thing. What kind of story are you telling?
This is going to be a very boring thing.
Yeah, I guess Rocko and his buddies were in space for 20 years. They come back.
Yeah.
His favorite show, The Fatheads, was canceled.
Yeah.
He's trying to get it back on. And Ralph Bighead. That's Heifer.
Oh.
Bighead, the one who owns the they own the TV stuff.
Okay.
He's trying to petition him to put his show back on. And it's that Ralph Bighead who has become transgender.
Okay.
And now he's now Rachel. Big deal, right?
Hmm.
People are losing their freaking mind. Oh my God, you're ruining that whole thing. You're ruining my childhood. No, the old stuff still exists.
Well, the thing is,
they didn't make it for you.
Exactly, and that's the whole. They're not making this stuff for you. They're making it for the new kids. If they're making all this stuff for you, you know what they made for us? Deadpool, rated R, The Boys. That's what they made for us.
Yeah.
Not Rocko's Modern Life as a cartoon. They're making it for the new. Did I just hear it turn off?
I don't know. I heard a click.
I think we're going crazy. Crazy.
It's still taking.
Wow. Well, I wonder what that
crazy.
Was.
Crazy. Crazy for feelings.
So yeah. Lonely. So this is not meant for our generation. This is meant for the new generation that says, hey, cool. When I watched this, I was teens.
I loved Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah. I mean, it's not for you. You want to complain about it. Let the new generation, let them enjoy it. Okay. Yeah. So who cares?
Yeah.
This is life. If you're not offending
transgender
somebody,
transgender people exist.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't they be represented in stories?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. If you're outraged,
first of all, transgender people have been represented for 40, 50 years in cinema from MASH.
Well, yeah.
So
you could actually argue that.
Yeah. So, oh well. Yeah, get over it, people. It's if you watch it and you're that like if it? You're that offended by transgender person,
vote with your dollars. Don't watch
it. Yeah, don't watch it then. Move on. It. No, you know what they'll do? They'll make a petition like, I want this off the air. No. You know what? I want off the air. Sorry, offense people.
Judge Judy?
I know you really want that off the air. But mom has reruns until the day she dies.
They're that thing is syndicated. It's never going to go away.
Exactly. So, yeah. Okay. CBS Viacom merged.
Yeah, they merged. They finally got approved. And that means Star Trek is all back together now. TV, movies.
I mean, animation. The CBS All Access.
Well, that's what they're talking about. Maybe they're going to redo that All Access. These standalone All Access things, streaming, they're not. I don't think they're going to continue to work.
Well, here's the thing. So what they were talking about is the reason why people were kind of getting away from cable, and I cut the cord a while ago, is because, look, if I want to watch something, I'll just go and watch something. And they were saying, like, now you've got so many different people trying to get their own, trying to cut out the middleman and do their own thing, but nobody's going to pay you $7, pay Netflix $15, play Disney. Oh, did you hear about the Disney? So the Disney is not $5.99 anymore, $6.99 anymore. They're doing a bundle special with Hulu and ESPN Plus for $13 a month.
I'll pay it.
I have
no problems with that.
Yeah.
Because Disney, that just Disney by itself.
And Disney owns everything.
Yes, so. The mouse.
Yep. But yeah, so CBS, Viacom, and Viacom's a huge company.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe they're going to pull, because they got some big names under them for Viacom. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but.
There's enough.
Yeah, there's.
I think John Oliver even made a thing about Viacom and how huge they are.
They are big. Look them up.
Look them up. Yeah. Any billboard, if you see, it's probably a Viacom billboard.
The DC streaming service I used to get, they're starting to get pulled under because they're all Warner.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to get pulled over by HBO. To add, that would be awesome if they add that to HBO streaming. I would not cancel my HBO.
Right, I'm still. I'm
getting ready. I think. Yeah. I just keep saying that after Game of Thrones.
Well, I keep on saying that I'm going to cancel, and then I just forget. And then it says HBO charged you $15.67. Like, oh crap! All right, well, I guess I'll watch it. But the funny thing is, the only thing I really watch on there is John Oliver. And literally the day after he posts on YouTube,
it's online.
So what is the point for me to actually pay $15?
There is no reason.
Yeah. Well, enough time.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
We could end it there.
Okay. Well, I think that's enough time of you hearing us babble along. But what do you guys think? Comment down below. And while you're down there, commenting on how awesome it is, give us a thumbs up and a subscribe clicky button thing. We're almost at 10 million.
Yeah, we're a little closer.
I think we get one or two, you know, extra people. But hey, if you like what we say here and you want to hear what we say on new videos coming out, hit that bell icon. Every time. It's so echoey in here. Hit that bell icon, and we actually do really appreciate it. And, but what do you guys think about what we said? We've said a lot, but...
let us know.
Let us know below. Again, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.